Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, happy holidays. We got a little gift for you. It's a brand new bonus meditation. This has been, to say the least, an unusual and often deeply suboptimal holiday season. One way to counterprogram against the sadness or frustration or loneliness that you might be feeling is gratitude. I am not, to be clear, talking about reality-denying, Pollyanna-esque positivity. Instead, I'm talking about tuning into the genuinely good things and great people who exist in all of our lives. We've all had benefactors, friends, family, mentors, colleagues, even just inspirational people in the culture. People who've gone out of their way to help us in one way or another. In today's bonus meditation, Dr. Jay Michelson is going to help us bring these people to mind as a way to cultivate the skill of gratitude. And it really is a skill that you can train, and it has been shown in study after study to benefit our mental health. Jay is a friend of mine. He's a deep and fascinating guy. You may remember him from the bonus episode a few weeks ago on the nature of happiness. He's also our editor of wisdom content at 10% Happier, and he's a prolific author, a former professional activist, and an ordained rabbi. Dude wears many hats. Just one quick reminder before we jump in here. We've got a special series of New Year's episodes that begin next week. We here at 10% Happier are taking a counterintuitive approach to the new year. You're not going to hear any of the usual new year, new you stuff. You know, here are all the things that are wrong with you and all the ways you need to change in 2021. That's a pretty well-worn shtick. We're going to take a different tack built around self-love. We know that this notion can easily devolve into bathos or cheesy fondue or passivity or self-obsession, but trust us, I hope we've earned your trust by now. We're going to tackle self-love in a cool and interesting and practical way. Next week, we're going to drop new episodes about self-compassion featuring Karamo from Queer Eye on Netflix and a psychologist from Harvard by the name of Chris Germer. Also, starting on Monday, January 4th, we're going to be launching a free New Year's meditation challenge in the 10% Happier app, featuring meditation teachers such as Susan Piver, Tuareg Salah, and Jeff Warren. To sign up for that challenge, just download the 10% Happier app today, wherever you get your apps, or by visiting 10%.com. That's one word, all spelled out. Okay, let's meditate. Here's Jay.
Hi, this is Jay. There's plenty of data showing that experiencing gratitude makes us happier. And one of my favorite ways to cultivate gratitude is by bringing to mind people who have helped me over the years. Let's try this together. First, let's just take a moment to settle into the body. Resting the attention on the breath, just to settle in. Now, I invite you to bring to mind someone who has helped you at some time in your life. For example, a teacher or a mentor, or someone else who's played that kind of role. Take some time to think of someone like this. If you can, try to imagine them in your mind's eye, maybe looking at you or in a memory that you have with them. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Just imagine them in your presence as best as you can, taking a moment to just be with them. Now bring to mind how they were supportive to you. If this person was a teacher, for example, reflect on the teaching which they gave to you, or the support, the encouragement. Just bring that to mind. Let's take some time to reflect on what you've received from this person. Pay attention to how it feels to contemplate this gift, really, that you've received from them. Take a few moments to check that out. What does it feel like in the body? Holding this reflection for a moment, turn the attention gently to your own being, your body, heart, and mind. What does it feel like to feel gratitude? Before we close, take a moment to just reground your experience in whatever you're feeling right now. And come back to the present moment, to this body, this next breath. If your eyes have been closed, you can open them when you're ready. Have a great day.
Big thanks to Jay, and happy holidays, everybody. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.